Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, February 13th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Gao Qifeng. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another intriguing episode of Wikipedia, where we delve into the depths of Wikipedia to unearth fascinating knowledge. I'm your host, Aloy, and today we're taking a captivating journey into the world of Chinese art to explore the life and legacy of a remarkable artist, Gao Qifeng. Gao Qifeng, a name that might not be immediately familiar to many of you, yet his influence on the world of Chinese painting is profound and enduring. So, sit back, relax, and let's unravel the story behind this master of ink and brush. Gao Qifeng was born on June 9, 1889, into the celebrated Gao family, which already had deep roots in the artistic landscape of China, a lineage steeped in creative legacy. He was born during an interesting period, at the end of the Qing Dynasty, a time when traditional Chinese art was beginning to cross paths with Western influences. This intersection of cultures and ideas undoubtedly had an impact on young Gao Qifeng, blending the old with the new and setting the stage for his revolutionary contributions. Imagine yourself in the vibrant city of Canton, now known as Guangzhou, in southern China during the late 19th century. Picture a young boy surrounded by the towering mountains and lush greenery, absorbing the aesthetic wonders of nature. As a child, Gao Qifeng was not only surrounded by the picturesque landscapes of the Lingnan region, but also by a family of painters. His older brother, the esteemed Gao Jianfu, was already exploring new artistic boundaries. Together, they would go on to pioneer what would become known as the Lingnan School of Painting, which breathed new life into traditional Chinese art. Pause for a moment and allow yourself to reflect on the role that family and heritage play in shaping one's journey. Do you have a family tradition, or perhaps an interest passed down through generations, that influences you today? How do you bridge respect for tradition with contemporary innovation in your life? It's fascinating to consider. Returning to Gao Qifeng's story, it is within this familial context that he began to harness his innate artistic talent. By learning under the tutelage of his brother and later studying in Japan, Gao Qifeng honed his craft, enriching it with fresh, dynamic elements absorbed from Japanese Nihonga painting, which itself was a fusion of Western and Eastern techniques. This hybrid training imbued his work with a vibrancy and fluidity that captivated audiences. In considering the unique essence of Gao Qifeng's artwork, it becomes evident that his pieces often contain boldly unorthodox themes. Unlike his predecessors, who adhered strictly to depicting idealized landscapes or intricate floral motifs, Qifeng introduced elements of modernity and realism into his work. For instance, one might behold in his art a magnificent tiger, depicted with such vivid energy and lifelike vivacity, it seems to leap off the canvas. In such works, his brushstrokes intermingle the spirit of traditional Chinese symbolism with the precision encountered in Western art. It's this fusion, this harmonious blend of dualities that defines the Lingnan school. Gao Qifeng's innovative approach to painting didn't just stop at him creating new art. It extended into his role as a mentor and teacher. In 1910, he established the Spring Awakening Art Studio in Guangzhou, where he passed down his philosophy and techniques to a new generation of artists, advocating for a spirit of reform and openness in art, a reflection of a broader cultural shift occurring worldwide. Pause here and reflect on instances in your own life where mentorship or inspiration from others has played a critical role. Have you ever had someone who shaped your perspective, much like how Gao mentored his students? Do you see yourself as a potential influencer in your field, much like Gao Qifeng was in his time? Tragically, Gao Qifeng's life was cut short. He passed away in 1933 at the young age of 44 due to illness. However, his legacy endures, inspiring countless artists who strive to bridge the gap between tradition and modernity. Today, his paintings are celebrated as quintessential pieces of Chinese art, and his influence is an indelible signature on the tapestry of cultural history. So as we wrap up this brief exploration of Gao Qifeng's life, consider how his story is a testament to the transformative power of art and the enduring strength of cultural conversation. It's a reminder that while our voices may be rooted in tradition, they need not be bound by it. In closing, I encourage you to delve further into the life of Gao Qifeng and the artistic movements that reshaped modern Chinese art. Perhaps take a few minutes today to view his work, appreciate the detail and emotion captured within each stroke, and reflect on how art continues to shape and mirror society. Thank you for joining me on this journey through history and creativity on Wikipedia. Until next time, keep asking questions, keep exploring, and always be curious.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Gao Qifeng. Thanks for listening. See you next time.